KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports this morning includes a lot of baseball news. The two most prodigious home run hitters in the major leagues flashed their power Monday night. Miami's Giancarlo Stanton hit an MLB-leading 43rd home run in the Marlins' 8-3 win at home over the San Francisco Giants. And at Yankee Stadium, rookie Aaron Judge clubbed his 36th in a 4-2 victory over the crosstown rival Mets. Stanton broke the club record of 42 homers set by Gary Sheffield in 1996. Stanton has homered 22 times in the last 34 games. He set another team record for most consecutive games with a home run when he tagged Ty Black for a two-run drive in the first inning. The All-Star slugger later had an RBI single as Miami won its fourth in a row. Marcell Ozuna also homered for the Marlins. D. Gordon had three hits, scored twice, and drove in a run to help back Adam Conley, who allowed three runs in six and a third innings. Chad Bettis drew a standing ovation when he took the mound for the first time since cancer treatment and then threw seven impressive innings Monday night as the Colorado Rockies beat the Atlanta Braves 3-0. Bettis scattered six hits, walked none, and struck out two. He hadn't pitched in the majors since being diagnosed with testicular cancer in November. Bettis had surgery for the condition, but tests in March showed the cancer had spread to his lymph nodes. He later underwent chemotherapy. The crowd at Coors Field gave Bettis a big cheer as he went out to pitch the first inning. The Braves' best chance to score against him came right out of the gate when Ender Inciarte led off with a triple, but he was thrown out trying to stretch it to an inside-the-park home run. The 28-year-old Bettis led Colorado in starts, wins, and innings last season. He left for a pinch hitter in the seventh with the game still scoreless. Colorado scored three times in the eighth off Rex Brothers, who relieved starter Julio Teheran. Mike Dunn got the win, and Greg Holland closed for his 35th save. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Yankees rode three homers, including that Aaron Judge 36th of the year, to a 4-2 victory over the crosstown rival Mets. The win moved New York to within 4.5 games of first-place Boston in the American League's Eastern Division race. Edwin Encarnacion homered twice to help the AL Central-leading Cleveland Indians earn their fourth straight victory, a 7-3 win over the East-leading Boston Red Sox. In a rematch of last year's American League Division Series, which Cleveland won in a three-game sweep, Trevor Bauer struck out 11 over 6 2/3 innings. Josh Donaldson clubbed a homer to lead the Toronto Blue Jays to a 2-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Joey Gallo hit his 33rd home run, and the Texas Rangers also played some small ball in a 6-2 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo hit back-to-back homers to cap a 5-run fourth inning, and the Chicago Cubs continue their recent dominance of the Cincinnati Reds with a 15-5 victory. Bryant went 2-for-4 with a walk and has reached safely in 16 of his last 20 plate appearances. Rizzo was 3-for-5 with a season-high 5 knocked in. Zach Greinke struck out 9 in 6-plus innings to bounce back from his first home loss of the season, lifting the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 2-0 victory over the Houston Astros. The AL West-leading Astros have lost 6 out of 7. Cam Gallagher hit a grand slam for his first career home run and second big league hit with a 6th-inning drive, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Oakland Athletics 6-2 last night. Jake Junis, recalled for his 7th stint with Kansas City this season, allowed 2 runs and 4 hits over 6 innings with 2 strikeouts and no walks. The Royals moved into a second-place tie with the idle Twins 5 games back of the AL Central-leading Indians. Tim Beckham hit the first pitch of the game out for his first career leadoff homer. Manny Machado hit the 6th grand slam of his career an inning later. And the Baltimore Orioles routed the Seattle Mariners 11-3. And Jose Perella's 2-out, 2-run single highlighted a 4-run 6th inning that carried the San Diego Padres to a 7-4 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, Steven Strasburg didn't think he needed to go on a rehab start, so he made quick work of his brief trip to the minors. The Washington Nationals right-hander struck out 5 and allowed 3 hits and 1 walk in a rehab appearance for Class A Potomac on Monday night. Facing the Salem Red Sox, Strasburg showcased good command of his fastball and good movement on his curveball as he allowed 1 earned run. Strasburg threw 64 pitches plus a few more in the bullpen to get up to the 75 the team had prescribed. Afterward, the 29-year-old sounded like he was eager to get back into the major leagues action. Strasburg said he felt like he was ready to come back before this, but they wanted to be conservative, so hopefully this is enough. Well, the Iowa basketball team completed a trip to Europe with a 4-0 record after an 88-49 win over the Vicenza All-Stars in Italy. The Hawkeyes won despite making only 4 of 21 from three-point range.
For the 40 minutes of this game, everyone was locked in. Defensively, we didn't shoot it well, and we still won by 40. So that says a lot about our defense and our intensity level.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says it was a productive trip.
We accomplished what we wanted to in a lot of different ways. Everybody played. We played different combinations. We had phenomenal practice sessions. And we got opportunities for our incoming freshmen to contribute in a big way.
Well, the team will spend the final couple of days on that trip sightseeing.
We just want them to have fun. We want them to enjoy each other in a very unique place. Venice, one of the most incredible cities in the world. We're going to do some sightseeing, some cultural stuff, some educational stuff. But a lot of team bonding, a lot of great meals. And then we head back and get ready for classes to start.
Well, freshman center Luca Garza had 24 points and 14 rebounds, while sophomore forward Tyler Cook also had a double-double with 16 points and 10 boards.
It was a lot of fun today. You know, it was a quick team. You know what I'm saying? They're athletic, and they know how to play basketball together. And, you know, I kind of gave a challenge early in the game because they were moving well. But then as the game went on, you know, we kind of found our groove offensively and defensively. I think our activity today was really good. Probably the best out of our four games we played here. And I think as the game went on, especially in the second quarter on, really opened the game up because of our defense and running transition and stuff like that. So once you're able to kind of figure out, you know, the tone of the game, it really helped us a lot.
Hawkeyes sweep all four of those games, and none of them really close at all in that European visit. I asked about players who did not stand for the national anthem before preseason games. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell didn't act much like a leader. He said Monday that while the playing of the anthem is a special moment to him, we also have to understand the other side. Goodell made those comments at University of Phoenix Stadium during a 45-minute question and answer period with Arizona Cardinals club seat holders. One season ticket holder, Bruce Olson, asked the commissioner whether players were going to continue to protest during the anthem and if anything could be done about it. Goodell replied that it's one of those things where I think we have to understand that there are people that have different viewpoints. He said that people do have rights and we want to respect those. The Arizona Cardinals were back at practice on Monday and Coach Bruce Arians didn't like what he saw from most of his offense, particularly his wide receivers. He said he thought it was very lethargic offensively. The head coach said he wasn't pleased with the pass receivers and added that we'll look around and see who's available. Lest anyone be left guessing the identity of the two receivers who escaped the criticism, Arians spelled it out later in his post-practice news conference. Jerron Brown was as good as you can get. He and Larry Fitzgerald, the coach said. As for the rest of them, it's not effort, Arians said. It's assignments, catching the ball, the main things that receivers have to do that they're just not doing. Buffalo Bills' newly acquired receiver, Jordan Matthews, has been diagnosed with a chip fracture in his sternum and will be listed week to week. The team provided the update Monday morning, a day after Matthews was hurt in his first practice since being acquired in a trade with Philadelphia. Matthews finished practice before being escorted off the field, complaining of a chest injury. The Bills are counting on Matthews to fill starting receiver Sammy Watkins' spot after he was dealt to the Los Angeles Rams in a separate trade on Friday. Buffalo gave up starting cornerback Ronald Darby to acquire Matthews and a third-round draft pick from Philadelphia. Defensive end Jared Crick has been carted off the Denver Broncos practice field after apparently injuring his right leg during running drills on Monday. Crick's injury comes 48 hours after the Broncos' other starting defensive end, Derek Wolf, was carted off the field with a sprained right ankle that could sideline him until the season opener next month. The Broncos have been hit hard along their rebuilt D-line this summer, losing defensive end Billy Winn to a torn right ACL in their preseason opener last week, and then Wolf over the weekend. Also sidelined until September are nose tackle Kyle Pecco and outside linebackers Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett. Also rookie receiver returner Carlos Henderson underwent thumb surgery on Sunday. And tennis news, Wimbledon champion Roger Federer has withdrawn from the Western and Southern Open, which he has won seven times. Tournament officials announced Federer's withdrawal on Monday, the first full day of matches at the event in Cincinnati. The 19-time major winner says he tweaked his back last week at the Rogers Cup, where he lost Sunday to Alexander Zverev in the final. The Swiss star, number three in the ATP Tour rankings, becomes the fifth of the top six players to skip Cincinnati because of injuries. He joins top-ranked Andy Murray, number four Stan Wawrinka, fifth-ranked Novak Djokovic, and sixth-ranked Marin Cilic, the defending champion. Federer's withdrawal means Rafael Nadal will return to number one when the new ATP rankings are released on August 21st. The Spaniard will be number one for the first time since July of 2014. Nadal has spent 141 weeks in total as the men's number one player. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.